Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we play a little catch-up. Talk about the stuff that didn't make it into last week's show, the stuff that's going to make it into this week's show as well. So this is where we kind of put all those things together and tie the week together in the middle of the week. Thanks for joining us. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Well, man, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. We have been all over the radio trade news this week on just about every format out there. Want to welcome to the radio listeners KIXI in Seattle, AM 880, and 106.9 Bremerton on HD Channel 2. So you can catch us on the AM in Seattle. You can catch us if you're cruising around in your car or you've got that HD channel. You can catch us on the 106.9 HD 2 channel there as well. And we're going to be on from 9 to 11 a.m. We are going to be your first start on a Saturday morning talking home improvement. And we are so excited to be on KIXI in Seattle. And they are an oldies channel, so this is not a talk radio station. This is we're going to be in the oldies classic rock stuff, which I love. So it'll be great, and I'm so excited to be part of their team up there in Seattle. So that is a big announcement this week that just showed up. So you want to take a look at that, Seattle. So you're not going to see us on the previous station there. And we've got a strong signal there, too, so more of you will be able to catch that signal in Seattle. So super excited about that one there. I wanted to talk today a little bit about, well, it's smoke detector talk time, right? We got Halloween coming up this weekend. We've got, change. We're falling back, so I call it Benny Hinn Day. Everybody fall back on Saturday night. So this is when we'll be changing those clocks and falling back, which means it's smoke detector time. It's smoke alarm, smoke detector, and carbon monoxide detector time. So I want to talk about some options for smart ones. You know, there's a lot of problems out there that we've all had with smoke detectors over the years where the one, maybe we put the wrong one in or we've got the old one that's in the kitchen that's gotten dirty. We haven't maintained it. And as soon as you turn the stove on, the thing's clicking off again. Not the right one in there. Or that's how you just tell when your dinner's done. But nonetheless, there are so many better options out there. You know, we have some different options out there besides just the hardwired ones as well. Now, a couple things that I want to follow up on, and we always talk about this. Lifespan is about 8 to 10 years for a typical smoke alarm or a smoke detector, depending on what the difference is. A smoke detector is one that detects it, sets off an alarm system. A smoke alarm is that all-in-one in there, so it's depending on what you're looking for. Now, carbon monoxide detectors, they can save your life as well, looking for that carbon monoxide. That's a very important one. Now, look on the back when you're changing out those batteries or testing them. Make sure that you're good. Make sure that that's within 8 or 10 years, time to replace them. Now, here's the thing. If you've got a hardwired system, you want to replace all of them because those are designed to talk together. So you want to put the same brand throughout so they all talk together. So if you've got one, in there and you've got three or four around the house that are hardwired, like many new homes have, make sure you change them all out. So that's the thing. So you'll be good to go with that. Now, as far as smart ones go out there, there's a few different options. Now, the one that is the by far the most widely rated, highest rated, is Google's Nest. This Nest really, they call it Nest Protect, to be specific, is the one that is really, really popular out there. It's the most advanced. It gives you, you know, if you're looking for kind of the most well-developed one, especially if you've got a Nest thermostat or other Google products, this is a no-brainer. It's a good one. It's about $120, so it's not cheap for each one. There are pricier ones that you'll find out there as well, but totally worth it if you want that. Now, what's cool is that they have integrated lighting that's color-coded based on the alarm threat, so it gives you the different codes to see what it is. And the cool thing is that it alerts your phone, so it's a smart idea. It's really simple to use. So if you like simple, that's the good way to go. Now, just want to make sure it integrates in with your system. Now, here's some other advice out there. There are some other brands of what they call smart listeners. Now, a company called Leo, L-E-E-O, has turned off the servers for that Leo Smart Alert Nightlight. So really, that product is done if you had one of those. Now, there's a new generation Roost Smart battery that is really cool out there. Install this battery in your conventional smoke detector. It will send a push notification to the contact list you set up in its app so you can take action even when you're at home. So that battery actually goes in, and you just mount the battery in, and it says, hey, the alarm's going off. It'll send you a notification. So that's kind of cool. And so it can actually notify you what's going on. So that one is kind of a cool. Roost has got some cool stuff here, and they're a new company out there, to me at least, that has really kind of been going out there. A couple smart batteries, too, that work well, all made by Roost here. It's cool. It's not a perfect solution, but for $35, it's a cost-effective one. It's going to be probably more, you know, more cost-effective than the $120 one. But the battery contains a Wi-Fi radio that can communicate with your home network and, of course, the smart app. So the battery also includes a microphone that listens for the smoke alarm in which it's been installed. So when the alarm goes off, the battery jumps in and starts working and handles kind of the smart side of all the process, which makes it work well for a battery-powered smoke detector. So that's one of those things. That's the Roost Smart Battery. So not a bad way to go. But it kind of works like that smart listener thing, which is kind of cool. And now there's a lot of other products out there. You know, the Leo Smart Alert Nightlight, it's about $50. It's kind of the only other thing out there for listening, and that will send you another alert to your phone saying that, hey, you know, you got a problem, you got alarms going off in your house. So it's not a bad way to go as well. But when you get into stuff, I really want you to take a look and find something that's going to work for your home. And this is a big deal. You know, I like the smoke and carbon monoxide ones combined together. They handle both. Why not deal with that all in one spot? Why have two units out there? So you've got smart batteries, smart detectors that you can put in with this stuff as well. But take a look when you're replacing stuff around the house, especially if you've got gas-powered appliances or if you put a car in the garage or anything like that. That is a smart way to go. And I think even if you have all electric, having a couple carbon monoxide alarms in the home is a good idea. So make sure and do it. Now, some of the things that I like with these smart ones is some of the color-coded lights and things like that that you can do as well. That can be good for people that are hard of hearing or elderly. And that is where I think some of these things can be really smart. If you set it up, if you're taking care of your parents or elderly family members, or maybe they live down the street, you can set this up for their home. So one, it helps them know what's going on. But two, it can notify you in case of an emergency. So if you're close in the house, maybe a mother-in-law apartment or things like that, that's where these things really start to pay off if you're taking care of elderly parents. So that's just something to think about here on today's midweek special. Well, hey, coming up this weekend, we've got a big show ahead. We're going to be talking about no interviews this weekend. We went back to basics on this one here. We're getting back to what are those smells inside your home? Trying to figure out what's that smelly stuff. And then we're going to talk about some DIY basement waterproofing and, of course, crack repair. So if you wanted to have your, you know, tackle that DIY project where you've got that basement crack or crawl space with a crack in the foundation, there are some ways that you can do it as a homeowner and do it right. And then there's times that you want to have that professional take care of it for you, because we'll talk about those stories as well. We've got a lot of little things like that. There's a lot to learn in this Saturday on Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you tune in anywhere on the Sun Broadcast group, anywhere out there, or like here, you can catch it right on the podcast at the same time. If you want to stay on top of every single show out there as well, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Anywhere you're listening to this podcast right now, you can subscribe. And head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. That is our website where we've got all the information. And, of course, social media. Like and follow us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. And we have our closed group, which is Around the House Nation. Sign on there and make sure that, you can find us and ask to be a part of the group. We'll put you in as long as you're a real person. And that's that safe place that you can put all of your projects that you're working on and get some comments as well. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. I'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.